This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by GoDaddy.com, 99cent.com with code MMANUTS99. Save 30% off new orders with code MMANUTS30. $1 per month economy hosting for 1 year with code MMANUTS1H. eBags, start your journey today. Save $20 off 99 or more with code MMANUTS99 at eBags.com. RevGear, use code MMANUTS to get 20% off retail prices. Normal exclusions apply. Save 20% off with code MMANUTS at ProtectTheBed.com. Defense Soap, used by more champions in more countries than any other brand. Save 15% off with code MMANUTS. Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 312.
312!
My name is Ingo Weigold.
MMA Show, by MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk live between serious and ridiculous. Give it to me.
I forgot my name for a second. What's my motherfucking name, Matt? I don't know. I forgot. I had a brain fart. I was thinking about things. You know?
What kind?
All kinds of things, man.
What's going on
here?
Say life?
Things from now.
You having fun?
Life is crazy, but you know what? Life is good. I gotta say, life is good, man.
Can't get any fucking better, right?
No. Hey, what did they say?
Time of your life?
Yes, they say that. What else did they say? Playing Dirty Dancing. Although, hey, that is a tragedy. Jennifer Grey fucking around with her nose.
What's all these women?
It's not cool.
Who was the other one? Was it Renee Zellweger?
I think so. Maybe.
I'll just start throwing names out. Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Matt's got a thing for that.
55.
He's all
would
good.
Fuck senseless.
Yes. Ah. Damn it. We're getting old, man. You know, I realize I'm getting old because I see like these young girls around, and I'm like, I'm looking and I'm going, I don't think I really would. And even they could be good looking. I'm like, I don't want that chaos. Like, no, thank you. And I'm going, oh, you got old, man. Like, you didn't used to think like this. What happened to us?
It's weird because I always wondered what would happen as you got older. Like, your taste matures. You tend to want something similar to you in age. The 18 to 20 year old, you can appreciate the form of said beauty, but it doesn't do a goddamn thing for me.
No, me neither.
And that's just like,
it's like too close to the fire. It's like, man, it's burning hot, and you're like, dude, okay, I can be in here for like a few seconds, and I gotta get out. Like, I'm gonna get burnt. It's too much fire.
Yes. You
know? What is it Joe Rogan says? Like, freaky is right next to crazy or something? What is this?
Something like that.
Yeah, right? So you gotta be careful.
Yes. The crazy chicks fuck like champs.
That's it. But they're also crazy.
Right.
So be careful. Because they're just...
So it's...
I don't know. Got a yin-yang.
It's dangerous is what it is. I'm just saying. I know I have friends that live on the crazy side. And they... Yes. I'll just stop.
Crazy's good. Hey.
What?
Life is always changing, Matt. That is a guarantee.
Is it?
It is. If it's not changing, you're not trying. Right?
Not changing. You're not trying. It's like if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
That's another
Shane
one.
Shane Carwin.
Yes. Speaking of Shane Carwin, he just had a little crazy ass exhibition.
Coup d'etat?
With Jason Ellis, right? Had his right arm with duct tape to his body.
Good Lord. How many steroids is this guy on? He is. Huge. From the pictures I saw, I'm sure it's probably the lighting or whatnot, but man, did he look huge. And man, did he knock Jason out with a left hook that he didn't even really turn over on. He just kind of clunked him. And I think just because his ham hock is so big, it's literally like getting hit in the head with a sledgehammer.
Yes, which led me to thinking, the Ronda Rousey Cain Velasquez thing, you realize how silly that is right now, right? Because if you look at that, there's a man who's...
She has world-class boxing, you know?
Yeah.
She would beat up Floyd Mayweather.
Probably. So this man had his arm tied, one of his power arm tied to himself and could not use it and knocked out another not-so-small man.
Well, Ellis had this fucking dumb strategy just from the 10-second clip. Why are you in so close... And I don't know what the fuck he was doing. I think he was circling to his right, so he was going into the power, and he was right up in, just waiting to eat a left hook. Yeah. Go left all day. He can't throw anything from that side.
I think maybe he was trying to get knocked out.
Probably. He might have been a little concussed. I didn't see it. I just saw the clip.
He was concussed.
Fucking. He might be semi-retarded too.
Slightly. Does he still have a show? I used to listen to it. Yeah. Don't Die, right? Is that the thing? Don't die, bitches, or whatever.
At the end.
Something like that. Some satellite type radio.
Sirius XM, FM. It's weird because I used to do that whole thing a lot, and now is everything I do is on my phone. It's weird. Like Audible,
masturbating on the phone.
I masturbate with my phone.
Broccoli
like,
eating.
I lube up my phone and just masturbate right on it. So would you like to look up anything on my phone?
Sure, whatever. I'm open.
Okay.
I'm okay.
No, but it used to be different.
2016,
like,
Ingo.
Well, what are you saying? AC/DC, swing both ways, like whatever.
I hold no grudge against anybody.
Hey. But nowadays, like everything is on your mobile device. Mm-hmm. It's not this. I don't know how the Sirius thing and all these radio stations even survive because Pandora,
right.
And you got Spotify, which is big. Now I do Apple Music, which is I fucking love Apple Music. You can type anything you want in that shit, and it will let you download it to your phone or stream it, and that's it. It's great. Any new albums that come out, whatever.
Does that cost money?
$9 a month, yeah. So it has a cost, yes. But it's the same price as Spotify. And now Amazon got in the game, and I see they're offering $7.99 for some new service. They just changed their whole look to everything. Did you check that out on your phone?
Mm-mm.
Amazon Music? So everybody's jockeying for this position that apparently this is a big area of streaming / downloading content.
Yeah, do you buy music anymore? Because I haven't bought anything in years.
I think the last time was about a year or two ago. When I used to buy iTunes shit, and then now with this Apple Music, there's no point. I mean, you figure if you buy 3-4 albums a year, you're gonna spend that $100. You might as well just do the service, because then you can have every album anytime. You can make a playlist from every catalog they have. So, I mean, why do I need to own music?
But I got
for?
So much music from fucking Napster.
I have that too. Yeah, I still have like 100 gigs.
I mean, I have such a library.
Of, yeah. Well.
Oh, what?
Oh, like I feel like we're derailing the show.
That's fine. But, fuck it.
I got
our
a fucking
show.
Notice from Comcast 2 days ago.
Oh, got one, finally.
Yeah. They sent me an email that said I had a violation thing. It scared the shit out of me. And
for
it said
what?
Something about downloading a movie off a torrent website, which I haven't done a lot, but I've done.
Why aren't you using the VPN?
I was, but I don't know how I don't know how that worked, but I was using the VPN.
Huh.
It's weird.
That's scary.
And I read that thing and I'm like, okay, what does this mean? And then I go to my account, and then there's a special section where it says how many strikes you have, and it just says you have one. It reminds me of the YouTube. Remember the YouTube? Scary.
Fuck those guys.
So apparently nothing's going to happen. Anyway. They're just warning me, and I'm going, because somehow somebody reported me, and I'm going, this is very scary. Because they don't report back. They don't give information. They just say that it happened on their network, but they don't release any information. I'm going, wow.
Do you have to double VPN? So use a VPN and then use the Tor browser so you're behind two doors?
Ooh, maybe I should set up a computer on my network, VPN to it, then VPN on that computer with Tor.
Right.
It's like the Matrix. And it'll never catch
me. Someone out there is probably smart. How should we be doing this?
Yeah, because I think I'm fucking something up.
Something's getting fucked up.
I'm not going to say how many things I've downloaded, but it's been more than one. And it's not
you're
a lot.
Brave.
It's not a lot, though, so I'm going, why the fuck did I get this notice? And literally, I had a dream about something weird related to this about a week ago, and then there it was. And I'm going, oh, that's really strange that it would just show up. It scared the shit out of me. I thought it was like, oh, God, here comes $1 million fine.
Yeah.
I'm so fucked.
But I streamed the UFC 204. Oh, no.
Yeah. So beware, guys.
Right. Beware.
Wear protection.
Coco, beware.
That's right. So we kind of touched a little bit on news.
Yeah.
What else is going on in MMA, Matt?
Well, we got to talk about the submission of the year. Mackenzie Dern.
Yes.
This her first MMA fight, and she turns this other chick into some sort of pretzel. She's Uma yes. Plata. The chick tries to kind of roll out and doesn't quite make it all the way over, and then somehow a rear naked choke gets applied, so she double submits her.
Mm-hmm.
And looked like she fucked her shoulder up because when she was let go of the submission, it looked like the shoulder popped back into the socket. So I don't know if it semi-dislocated during the process, but pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
I like this shit.
Women have a high tolerance for pain.
Misha Tate.
Yes.
Ronda Rousey.
Yes.
I know, tap. You can wipe my ass with my own arm backwards. I don't care.
Speaking of Misha Tate, rumor around the campfire is there ain't no Brian Caraway anymore. Did you hear about this?
You can have it. She's too. Oh no, I take that back. She is nice. I forgot about that.
I thought
that.
She was cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember I saw her on some podcast.
I let her beat me up. I wouldn't mind a few bruises.
Misha Tate.
Beat me up.
He likes to eat cupcakes too.
I do.
Yes. Get in the game. Get in the game. Maybe we could have a challenge. So, okay, here we go. It's going to be, you know how you go in the water and you have those water fights where someone gets on the other person's back and you're trying to push each other over? I think we do this. You take Misha Tate and I get Chris Cyborg.
Oh, my God. Can you even pick up Chris Cyborg?
No, I'm going to be on her shoulders. Oh. You're going to be on Misha Tate's shoulders.
Oh, okay, great.
And I'm going to be on Chris Cyborg.
I'm too heavy.
We're going to have one of those water fight pushover matches.
I got to cut weight for this, Matt. I'm too heavy. She's like,
oh,
way
well,
than
these
me.
Chicks are strong. Cyborg's
way strong.
God damn right. Come on.
I'll grab her
Cyborg
by the penis and I'll just be like under the
stop
water.
Stop that. She doesn't have a dick.
Oh, maybe she has a large clitoris.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I didn't say there was. I'm just saying.
More to work.
Distractions.
With. I like this. We should fight.
Perfect. Set it up. Hey, Jason Ellis could hook us up.
That's right.
Make it happen, right?
All right.
There we would be.
So where were we going? I forgot how we started there. Oh, it was at Mackenzie Dern's submission.
Yes.
So let's talk about Nemesis. We were talking about Misha Tate. Let's talk about Ronda Rousey. Come back.
She gets to fight for the title. Amanda Nunes, December 30th. Huh?
It's kind of like a what the fuck kind of.
Did she not lose the title in devastating fashion, and now she can come back and fight someone else for the title?
Yes.
Totally fair, right?
Yes. I don't know. They need monies, Matt. There's a money problem, I would guess.
This is so weird. This is going to go on to this other question I have. So, the UFC seems to be on the edge of anarchy right now with this new ownership. So let's look at all the disgruntled fighters we have. And I have to look at my computer because there's a lot. I totaled them all out. So you can go from Mark Hunt, Jose Aldo, Chris Cyborg, Anderson Silva, Juliana Pena, TJ Dillashaw, Khabib Nurmagomedov, Ally Aquinta, Tim Kennedy. And there's probably some more. There's a shit ton of fighters right now.
They're all unhappy.
And
Jose Aldo, you said, right?
Yeah, we've got high-profile fighters in there. And I think some of them are the number one contenders who are getting the shaft. You know, you're seeing a few of those.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, what the fuck do I need to do? Why is this person getting the title shot over me?
Mm-hmm.
So we've got that going on. And now we have other people leaving. So you had the Fertittas leave. You had Dave Scholler just recently announced he's leaving. Joe Silva retiring.
Mm-hmm.
You were just telling me about the rumors of the new management. What's going on?
Yeah, they're trying to bring in all new people. Just replace everybody. Just bring their own people in and do it from an executive standpoint. Probably people we haven't heard before. You know, people that are behind the scenes. They want to just fucking clear house and just get new management in there. And I'm concerned. It's very strange to me that all this stuff's happening. Is there a corruption problem? Is there a money issue? What the hell's going on that they're freaking out like this? I don't get it.
Well, I think there's a money issue, but the way they're treating the sport, it's you're basically selling out the future of the sport to make all the dollars now, because how is this going to work? So you have all your contenders not wanting to fight in the UFC anymore.
Mm-hmm.
How is that going to work for you long term? These people can't go on winning or being popular forever, so you have your Conor McGregor, you have your Ronda Rousey. Okay, so now you lose those two. Say Conor decides to, I'm going to take a year off, and Ronda loses and decides to retire. Now what?
These two things are very likely possible.
Now what? It's a big problem.
Yes.
Because with those two,
John Jones is suspended for 2 years.
Right, right.
GSP is nowhere to be
Brock
found.
Lesnar. Right?
Brock Lesnar is, I don't know, could or could not fight again. Who's left? Who's going to... Dude, the
Diaz.
Heavyweights couldn't carry a fucking card, remember?
There were
four heavyweights on a card. They couldn't carry the card.
Cain Velasquez has about as much personality as my fucking wall.
Exactly.
Walls do have a lot of personality.
Actually, he has less than that. Don't sell yourself
don't sell
short. Okay, please. Okay, come on now. Four heavyweights, including Overeem, could not sell in a championship fight, couldn't sell a card and make it $1 million pay-per-view. This is a problem. And what else are they going to do? Maybe they're clearing house to lower the salaries. Maybe that's a strategy, right?
So they're going to do more freak show fights.
I like it.
That I'm okay with.
You know what saves the UFC? And I think you might have brought this up before. I think it was your great idea, perhaps. Do a Bellator versus UFC special event title thing. Build it up, have a whole series like kind of thing, take 6 months, 8 months.
No, that was your idea, because we were talking about the Tough Show.
Yeah.
And what would make that interesting
there
is if we took a celebrity, the UFC, Bellator took a celebrity, and use your best fucking trainers, you train them, and we come together in some super fight, and then maybe that's where you have the card.
I know.
Go.
The pros that are going to fight each
pros
other on the two
jokes.
Cards have to train the celebrity. It's a big fight camp, and they're all in it together, and they're helping to train the celebrity, and then everybody fights everybody.
Well, gangbang! The gangbang!
Dude, this could sell...
Bang Holy Brothers. Shit.
And then to make it even better, Pride Rules!
See? Just fucking take... I don't even have a wallet on me. Just take all my money.
$100, $99.95
well,
pay-per-view.
Maybe these motherfuckers that have run everything will finally listen and say, Pride Rules!
Yes.
That's what the fans want. That's
of
what
course.
The fighters want.
Why not?
Get rid of that gloves. Fuck it.
Give us something different.
Be the Joe Rogan League. Fight on a football stadium. That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard, by the way.
Yes.
We're going to fight in a football stadium. Are you fucking kidding me? You don't want more room.
No.
You want less room. You want a little fucking dog cage. 6x6.
A phone booth.
Yes, phone booth fighting.
With their feet strapped to the ground.
That's
just
fine.
Line them up 6 inches apart.
Or what was that stupid arm wrestling shit where they were like chained to the...
Yeah,
fucking
yeah.
Chain the guys to each other. Some kind of harness. You can't get away.
That's the best. Back to back.
Yes.
Damian Maya still be sitting in everybody with his pinkies.
This is what we're doing. So we get two guys, they have their backs taped against each other, against two other guys with their backs taped against
there
each other. It's all stand-up. Stand-up Wars 2016.
What happens if one guy gets knocked out?
Doesn't fucking matter. The other guy's strong enough to hold them all up.
Okay. I'm liking this. See?
We're going
places.
The
UFC should be calling us. We have great ideas, especially at this hour.
The Hansen brothers can come out of retirement from fucking Slapshot, goddammit. Mm. Only 70 probably.
See, an MMA fight on ice, that would be interesting.
There's no balance. That's why they grab onto each other.
Yeah.
It's tough. Those little scrappy fuckers. I told you those stories when we used to fuck around in college, and we had lagoons, and we had a ton of hockey players on our floor, and we were all friends with them. And then we would always goof around and drop the gloves, and we'd just try to wrestle fuck each other and see like who could throw who to get to the ground. But the guys that were on the hockey team, like the small, stocky little fucks that had the best balance, gave me the most trouble. And I'm like, what the fuck? You usually can grab a guy and just fucking dump him. And this little fucker is giving me the best fight just because of his low center of gravity and balance on skates. It's amazing.
Yes.
There's a whole technique to that shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about...
It's in the hip muscles, Matt. Hips.
Yeah.
The abductors.
It's all in the hips. That's like from Happy Gilmore. Mm-hmm. All in the hips. Like, get off of me. What the hell are you doing?
That's right.
That was Apollo Creed.
Oh, yeah.
See?
The gator hands, right?
Yeah.
Gator chopped off his hand.
That's right.
Or his eye. Which one? Oh, no. He got the gator's eye, right? Or something. He lost his hand but got his eye.
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
Something like this. Yeah.
We are so off topic.
I don't know what's going on.
It.
It's all good.
Fuck it.
All right.
Did we address that? So
I think we did.
We expect bigger and better things from this new UFC and their celebrity investors.
I agree. We were talking about Brock Lesnar a second ago.
Yep, go.
And him, John Jones, I believe, also Nate Diaz, have been granted extensions to mount supplemental defenses by the NSAC. And I believe that this is all in... kind of related to the Conor McGregor fuck you in the ass by the NSAC. Everyone's like, wait a second, these people are all nuts. Like, we need to come up with some other way of defending ourselves because they're just going to go in there and get fucking rape trained. Right?
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, true. But, so it's interesting because now this is stretching everything out further.
Mm-hmm.
And even Diaz, who is typically like, fuck everybody, is kind of like, whoa. His lawyer's like, beware. So I wonder... Do they know something we don't know?
Who?
Could something be amiss at the NSAC and the lawyers, maybe, is this, what is it, Pat Lundvall, what's her name?
Something. Yeah, that's
I wonder if she's on the outs
and
they're waiting. Maybe they're waiting for something to happen or they have some special way to defend themselves because I feel like they're just fucking everybody. Like, I mean, what does this do for the fight scene in Nevada? I mean, that's the...
Well, you've had Conor McGregor come out and say, you know what? I am done fighting, because this raises a whole bunch of other questions. He said, I'm done fighting in Nevada, and good luck trying to get my money.
Is that going to pay them?
Fuck yeah. And I don't know about, with all these people wanting to mount a better defense, because we also saw what happened when Nick Diaz did this.
I plead the fifth.
Yeah.
I plead the fifth.
So what happened? Did you give him 5 years?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
No, that worked out well.
Well, but it did.
They should have took that to another court. Because there's no oversight. You can't have the judge, jury, and executioner, the people that are giving the licenses. Right. And how is this even... How the fuck do they even give community service? I thought that was something that a court gives you. Like, you get arrested for something, and then you usually get a fine and community service and maybe probation. So how does an athletic commission have the power to give you community service? It does not make sense. Well,
they're a governing body, I think,
a legal entity.
So they have I don't know how that all works, but I think they can do that because they fucking can.
Well, and then the next question is, okay, so Conor McGregor says, okay, I'm not going to pay that.
Fuck you, I'm not
paying. And I'm not going to fight in your stupid state anymore. Mm-hmm. So do the other athletic commissions have to honor the NSAC's ruling? And if it's a person like Conor McGregor and he's a huge star, are they going to? And just say, fuck it, let's let him fight.
We had kind of touched on that before we started taping. I don't know, there must be some, I always like to follow the money, there must be some financial reason why the other commissions kind of always seem to follow Nevada. Or they feel like it legitimizes their commission by following Nevada. So if they're smaller, there's got to be a reason. Do they have to follow it? I don't think they legally have to do anything. They're in a different state.
So. Right. It's not a federal law that says, okay, it's one thing across all states. Each state is a different thing. Mm-hmm. Texas, right?
Well, they are like, fuck you and your commission. Yeah,
heartbeat, you're good to go.
That's right.
Tested positive for steroids, it's like a $10 fine.
Yeah, here you go.
Just sign off that you won't do it again.
Yes.
Do you use drugs? No. We're good like that.
Mm-hmm.
Fight on, they say.
Yeah. It remains to be seen. I think Conor holds a lot of power until he starts not being a draw. He writes his own ticket. So, I mean, if he doesn't want to fight there and... Someone's gonna let him fight. California, I don't know, New York.
You would think so. Like, why do you have to stick your individual states? Like, each state has their own marijuana law, right? Mm-hmm. Even though it's federally banned.
Ah, fuck the federal government.
That's right.
Nicely. In the ass. Only a little bit.
Half the way.
Yeah.
Not all the way.
You're right.
Just halfway.
Yeah. And your stupid laws.
Yeah, your stupid laws and getting stuff in the way.
We'll see. This is a soap opera.
It is. I want to see how it plays out. I hope. Mm-hmm. Conor McGregor's got enough money, too. He should just take it all to court. I mean, I know you don't want to get pulled off of the New York card, and they didn't suspend him, but I want to see somebody really test it. It was neat when Nick was trying to push it with his attorney, Nick Diaz, mm-hmm. but I want to see someone with clout and money push this fucker to the test.
Mm-hmm.
Conor can do that. So, moving right along. So, Dana White was addressing this Chris Cyborg shit. She was upset with the UFC not making her a star and said something along the lines, Dana White said, what has been done with Ronda that hasn't been done with Cyborg? And Chris responded, she said, if your team spent years calling me an it with a dick, looking like Wanderlei Silva in a dress, it shouldn't be hard to make the fight with Ronda Rousey. And you got to kind of look at the difference between the two, because Dana's saying, oh, we've done the same thing. Like, you haven't done a goddamn thing close to it. Now, here's what I'm going to lay out. So Rousey was the first woman to be signed by the UFC, and when she came in, they created a weight class for her, and she was given the title of UFC bantamweight champion without even fighting for it. So you got a title, you created a weight class, and then think about all the praise that Dana was giving to her. She's fucking Mike Tyson of MMA. Oh my God, best striker, blah,
blah,
blah.
For a minute.
And how is that anywhere similar to Cyborg? You're not even close. Cyborg's calling him on the bullshit. All the bad shit he has said. They don't even let her fight at a weight division. Like, fuck it, make it a catch weight. 140. 140, have her fight more cans. Mm-hmm. Waste her talent and her skills. I don't even know what my question is for you, but...
I have a comment. And this goes back to either last week or the week before when I said, I think it's a difference in physique. It's literally comes down to, when you look at Ronda Rousey, can you identify with that person? And I think females will look at her and say, yes, I can identify with her. Her weight is all over the place. Sometimes she looks in good shape. Sometimes she's chubby, fat, whatever. That's a woman that I can identify with. You look at Cyborg, you go, yeah, I can't identify with Cyborg. And that doesn't sell tickets. One sells tickets, the other one doesn't.
But Cyborg sells tickets. She was, I think, the second biggest draw ever on Fox Sports 1 in her last fight against a Pi.
I stand corrected.
And it's, I think you got to look at it, do these people finish fights? That's how I look at it. You finish fights? Fuck yeah. Devastating fashion? Fuck yeah. Ronda Rousey? Yes. Chris Cyborg? Yes. So they should have a fight.
Scissor fight? It's weird. It's very weird. Something is going on.
I don't know. It's Slam Cyborg.
Yes.
What else do you want to talk about? You got anything else?
I think I'm good. I mean, we covered most of the stuff that... Yeah, I have nothing else. Nothing of importance.
I got a couple other things. Okay. I gotta get a little crazy here. So, Glazer is urging all MMA gyms and promoters to deny former NFL star Greg Hardy the privilege of competing in MMA. So, the deal on Greg Hardy, this is from MMA Fighting, says Hardy was initially found guilty of assaulting a female and sentenced to 18 months probation and a suspended 60-day stint in jail. Mm-hmm. On appeal, his charges were dismissed as Holder failed to appear in court for the jury trial after reportedly settling her civil suit against Hardy. So, in my book, he is not guilty.
I see what you're saying.
I mean, I get there were charges filed, whatever, but...
Maybe she took the money.
Right. It might have. I'm not going to say the guy's clean, but where the fuck does this Jay Glazer guy get off? People make mistakes. I'm just going to say that I bet Jay Glazer back in the day may have allegedly sucked some cocks, right?
He probably has.
So should he be banned as a broadcaster for being an alleged cocksucker?
No.
Okay.
My opinion is that you should reserve your opinions about other people and allow them to live their life. And if you have an opinion about what they're doing, why not let the universe dictate what happens? If he's such a bad guy, dude, history has shown that if someone is bad, they will continue to make bad choices. So he will just work this shit out on his own. He might start MMA and start beating other women. And then,
but you're going to make him a greater beater then. You know what? He's going to do what he's going to do. But you can't stop a guy from making a living. People make fucking mistakes, right or wrong.
That's right. So
some people go down the war machine path. You don't want to see someone go down that path.
Yeah, that's a whole different... Oh, my God.
But there's degrees of... Some person could have made a mistake. This could have happened. This could have not happened.
Right.
I don't know. Wasn't there. But you can't deny a person, especially when you're a role of, you know, trainer, MMA trainer, broadcaster. Like, fuck off. That's how I feel about that.
Yeah, Jay's a pretty big proponent of mixed martial arts, and he's obviously in the know in the NFL... You know, seen. He's been around for years. Maybe there's things he knows that we don't know about. Maybe not. In the same respect, I don't think letting this guy train MMA is going to make him any better or worse of a person. As a matter of fact, it could make him a better person.
Right.
I would say
it's called second chances. We're not allowed to make mistakes in life.
No, man, you should be perfect.
You fucked up once. That's it. You should be in jail forever.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
No mistakes, Matt.
You can't make a living.
Be perfect.
It's okay. So if you can't make a living, then what do?
Kill yourself. Or beat more.
No. You beat women for money. You become a pimp.
That's right.
Remember, choke. Choke them.
Or in the stomach, Matt. Not in the face.
Only if they're pregnant, you know. Right. So, did you see John Jones was grappling fans at Naga?
No, I didn't see this.
Yeah, apparently he was signing there. He was there to sign autographs, and I guess a fan wanted to grapple him. So, John's like, okay. So they gave him some gear, and he started grappling people. And it looked like a pound sign cocaine rape train.
He was manhandling
two guys. He had three matches. And then his third match, he lost to look like about a 9-year-old girl via armbar.
Oh, for fun.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, is he a nice guy or not?
She drank that shit and broke his arm. That would be so funny.
She just, like, she fucking Paul Hara said, no tap. You hook, motherfucker.
Yeah. What do I think about it?
Yeah, is he a good guy? You're the one who's always, oh, fuck this guy.
Was his coach there saying to get some fans?
Maybe. Come on, John, get some fans.
Get some fans, buddy. Get some fans. I don't know. See, the thing is this.
What?
I know he's a man of God and all this, and I don't think he's. Yeah, he is. Like, well, he's Philippians, right? He's got the thing. So
I don't.
He's not all bad.
Is that not a country?
No.
The Philippines?
No. It's a verse in the Bible, Philippians, whatever.
I don't know the Bible.
That's what the thing.
I thought he was representing a country. The Philippines.
316 or something. I don't know. Whatever it is, but I'm not saying he's all good and he's not all bad.
Mm.
I mean, I certainly think he has nice tendencies, but I just don't think he's genuine. And maybe he's struggling with his own little thing. And I'm not gonna fault the guy. I think this is a nice thing he did. So. I didn't see the video. I'll take a look.
Yeah, there's videos that
I'll look it up.
Probably can't.
And I'm sure he met well and he did a good thing, and I think that's cool. It would be, dude. I wouldn't have the stones to grapple with fucking UFC person. No, not even because like I would just John Jones. Oh my God, can you imagine?
What if you accidentally hurt him?
Yeah, right. I mean, I would be concerned that something I did would injure the person by accident.
Yeah, I don't want to be that guy.
No. It's like that guy on the Cubs, like, trying to reach over for the ball, right? You're that guy. That guy
Steve
that
Barkman.
Fucks it all up for everybody.
You'll never be forgotten. Fucked it all up.
Exactly.
You ruined their chances forever. Kill yourself.
Ballsy. It's very ballsy. I think about this a lot for professional athletes who are out there. Well,
they want to touch little girls?
No. Don't think about that. What's going on? Nobody's touching little girls.
He was grappling with one.
Well, that's different. This is
it's okay.
It's fine. Jiu-Jitsu is fine. No, but you know, basketball players, whatever, football players. They're I think they play. Or there was a thing. Jeremy Lin was out there playing pickup ball.
Around?
I don't know about now, but I think he was playing like pickup ball for fun, and they were making videos. And I'm like, dude, you're out there making millions, and you're in the street playing basketball with people. That's crazy.
It's
like
dangerous as fuck.
Exactly. What happened? And this is the same situation, like you just alluded to, dude. If you get hurt, oh my God, like you ruin your career over some stupid shit because it could happen. I've seen it happen. I've seen people's toes get dislocated, all kinds of shit in the gym.
That's like the UFC giving out Harley Davidsons to their fighters. Here, go ride a fucking motorcycle. Don't wear a helmet while you're out there too.
Yeah. But at the same time, it's really cool. So I don't know. I'm torn.
All right.
I think this is one of those sports where you can get very close to the athletes if you want to, if they allow you to, which is a cool thing about it. I mean, and most of the guys that I've ever met, I don't know if you feel the same, are very humble and cool, and women too. I mean, they're just nice people. So I think that's where that comes from. And I'm sure Jackson was like, go get some fans.
Yes.
Good job, John.
Go get some fans. Moving along, we have UFC 206 is the card that's happening in Toronto. And the main event was supposed to be TBA versus TBD.
And GSP.
And apparently now it's just Rumble versus DC. So, again, Dana White, GSP doesn't want to fight, blah, 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 blah. Is this just more posturing by the UFC to force GSP into a contract?
Well, I think George is probably smart, and he's like, wait a second, you just sold the UFC for $4 billion. That's not even a whatever kind of accent that is.
Just keep going.
I can't do it. I should practice.
We don't practice at all. Can you tell? We
just show up. I am not impressed by your $4 billion sale. Give me my $10
million. Right.
You know? And he's probably like being way greedy, and I would be too if I was in his position. He was like, whoa, dude, like we're fucking hurting for cash. Like we cannot afford that. So can you take like... $500,000?
No.
No, I'm not.
I'm worth $10 million.
Yeah. So, Probably. I think it's always a game with them. You never know.
You know? I feel like GSP is, again, when you talk about someone who's been so disrespected by the UFC, falls right in that category. And I really wish he would sign with Bellator just to shove it up the UFC's fucking asshole.
Did he retire with fights left on his contract?
Well, I'm sure you can get a release. I mean, we're at that stage of people. Shane Carwin got a release. GSP's retired. Chael Sonnen, you know, he just went and signed with Bellator. Why can't GSP? I'd like to see him go off to another, even fucking Ryzen. Like, GSP. I really want to watch GSP fight. I don't like the fighters getting fucked, and especially someone that went out on the top. He should be able to come back on his terms. And I feel like Dana White is still blackballing him because of the way he went out.
Well, and he kept the UFC afloat according to the numbers back then they were talking about. He was the top earner and all that. I think he was biggest draw for years, even bigger than Anderson Silva, you know. And now they're not giving him his respect, and he's probably going like, wait a second, guys, you know, where's my money?
And how well is that card going to do without a GSP?
Not well.
You need a GSP. You need him in Toronto. That is his fucking home country. Come on.
Rumble versus DC isn't going to sell. It's not. It isn't. No. You need another big fight on there, and the only thing that makes sense is GSP.
And Cormier wants GSP on there.
Of course. He's like, this guy getting paid.
Come on, man.
Points,
man. Sign him. I want some of that action. I'll be the co-main. I'm cool with that.
Right. He wants his pay-per-view dollars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
Fucking A.
That's all I got for news here. We're going to look back through.
We're on fire, Matt.
Goddamn right.
Let's keep it rolling.
Ass to nuts.
Perfect.
Ass to nuts.
Right. However that works.
You could change one rule in MMA. What would you change?
One rule in MMA. Well, can I change how the rounds work? Is that a rule?
Whatever you want.
Yeah, 10-minute first round.
Is there a second and third round?
Yes, both. 5 minutes. Mm. So 20 minutes total.
Do you start on the ground?
No. I just want a 10-minute first. I think
it's
the
like
five,
wrestling?
Yeah, 10-minute first. I like that. I want to see that.
What's my one rule? I want weight classes gone.
Ooh, that's a good one, too.
I want just pride rules. I want soccer kicks. That's my problem. I can't just take one because I want soccer kicks. I want stomps. I want knees to a grounded opponent. I want strikes to the back of the head.
You want it all, Matt.
I'll leave drone shots out.
Okay.
But certain fighters like Michael Bisping will put them right back in.
Kick to the groin. Legal only against Michael Bisping.
Soccer kicks. Michael Bisping! That's why I love that THQ fucking Undisputed 3. Soccer kicked Michael Bisping so much.
Bam, bam.
I was so pissed I sold that because I thought, oh, this EA UFC game will be great. Oh, this EA UFC 2 game will be great. They're both the worst games I think I've ever played on any console ever.
Yeah, not fun.
Did you ever play E.T. on the Atari?
Sounds familiar. Wasn't that super hard?
The game was so terrible. I think they had a big hole in the ground and threw every copy they had.
Oh, yeah.
And then buried them all. That's how bad it was. Mm-hmm. I will say that the E.T. game is better than both EA UFC games combined. That's how bad it is in my book.
I think there was a documentary about that.
Yeah.
Wasn't there?
Yeah.
I think I might have watched it.
I forgot what the deal was, but they made a terrible game.
Wow. Serious business.
So EA UFC, when the third one comes out, we still would like a review copy is what I'm trying to say. Right?
Maybe.
You want one?
I don't know. Maybe.
This is why I don't care. We're still on good graces. Jacob Vincent Pulford asked.
Let that go, Matt. Just let it dissipate.
We don't need sponsors and go, we do this for the love of the show.
It's like,
right?
Stop him. Next you'd be like, fuck you, you fucking butt like, and suck my balls.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go home and get on top, mount my wife. And what else did he say? I forgot.
If she doesn't want it, I'm going to give it to her anyway. No, right. I didn't mean to say that one, but I felt that was coming.
Brock Lesnar.
Felt like a rape train. Jacob Vincent Pulford asks.
Jesus Christ.
Is Jose Aldo overreacting with his threats to leave the UFC?
Nah, I think you should do it.
100% agree.
Take one for the team, dude. Be the first.
I think he should sue everybody.
Yeah, including himself.
That's right. Man up. Don't be a bitch. Sue yourself. With the upcoming middleweight tournament, which fighter of the four will be set back the most with a loss? So you have Chris Weidman, Luke Rockhold, Jacare, and Yoel Romero.
Set back the most?
Yeah.
I think Yoel Romero.
Really?
Yeah.
I think he'd be set back the least.
Really?
Yeah, because he's on like a, what did I write down? A 7-fight win streak right now. I think the people it hurts the most are the people with the losses right now. So I think Chris Weidman is hurt the most. He's coming off a loss to Rockhold. And I think Rockhold is hurt
the most
because he's lost to Bisping. And you could argue which one of those two would be hurt the most. But I still feel like Weidman. I don't know.
I just think Yoel because I think he's the oldest. Isn't he almost 40?
Yeah.
So it's going to be tough to...
He hasn't taken the losses to all these other guys. Like, Jacare has a loss to Rockhold and Romero, and Weidman's got that loss to Rockhold.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. That's a tough division.
Holy shit. It's a murderer's row. And I like I was saying before, you know, Romero versus Weidman, if Romero didn't test positive for something, I would pick him all day long. But, you know, these guys typically lose when they come back, and they typically get knocked out, which is going to be unfortunate. With Musasi now being ranked 5, you would assume he fights one of the aforementioned 4 next. Who out of those fighters would be the best matchup for him, and who would be the worst? And Gegard has a win and a loss over Jacare just in the past.
I think the best matchup for him would be Rockhold.
Yeah,
because they keep it standing. The worst, I would say, would be Weidman because he can grind him out and put him on his back. And I know that Gegard has some ground game, but yeah. I think his boxing is pretty top-notch, and he's very technical. I would love to see those two go at it, actually, him and Rockhold. That could be really fun. So it'd be a whole game of, like, strategy and technicality.
Well, and Rockhold starts slow, too.
Yes.
I think the hard one is probably Romero
because
he's got that – he has an awkward style like Musasi.
Okay.
Where it's slow, but it's explosive at times.
Right.
And who wants to play on the ground? Does he want to just wrestle? Fuck. I don't know. Musasi's kind of dangerous. He's dangerous. I just like second round Musasi. That's my thing. I'm going with it.
Yeah.
He's explosive as fuck. If McGregor loses at UFC 205, what's next for him? Is it a lightweight title defense, a featherweight title defense, or a welterweight title shot?
I think he retires for a while, no matter what happens.
He's going on a Ronda Rousey sabbatical.
Especially if he loses, I think he takes a good year off.
He may take a year off, win or lose.
Yeah.
Ben Lees asks, he says, besides Demetrius Johnson, who else? Demetrius Johnson.
Who?
Exactly. 4'2". What you gonna do? Who else do you guys predict could get anywhere near Anderson Silva title defense record of 10? As no current champion has more than one defense apart from DJ and Joanna.
Wow.
Is the talent level that high? Now we will no longer see dominant champions, and would that be good or bad for the sport of the UFC? Keep up the good work. #MMANuts. Matt Rape Train. #Ingo Sugar Daddy.
Thank you.
So... What was the question?
Only one. I don't think there's too much parity. I think the smaller weight classes have less competition, and there's more dominance there. And the bigger weight classes, like you just mentioned, you got those 4 fucking guys, dude. Any given night, they could all beat each other. So it's like, I think he has the only chance. No one else I can see it. Lightweight, middleweight, welterweight, light heavyweight, heavyweight.
Just Joanna. I think it's the woman. Division.
I forgot you missed. Yeah.
John Jones kind of got gypped out of it.
But he never still hasn't lost.
Technically lost.
Eh,
but they stripped him of the belt. But he's the interim title holder. Mm-hmm. Just dirty. Mm-hmm. It's definitely not going to be a heavyweight. That I can tell you. Mm-mm. But when you go down the line of defenses, it's heavyweight 1, light heavyweight 1, middleweight 1. I mean, it's kind of fucked up when you look at it all.
It is.
A lot of ones and zeros. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of changing of hands of late. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what the follow-up questions were.
Moving Doesn't right matter.
On. Mike Smith Rivera asks, better MMA career, Carlos Condit or Nick Diaz? And he says, both champs. In other organizations, Diaz defended the Strikeforce belt 3 times. Condit, excuse me, defended the WEC belt 3 times. Both insanely exciting fighters, and then I'll add this in. Condit and Diaz fought for the interim UFC title, and Condit won.
Via fuckery.
Yeah, he won.
Yeah, all he reset. This, like, spinning shit. Called,
yeah. Well, we throwing spinning shit now, yeah. Motherfucker.
Man, that is a tough question.
I can go.
It's a really good
deeper.
Question, though. You have more?
Well, I can give you some more stats.
Okay, let's see.
See if I can sway you one Please. Way or the other. So Condit, he's got a professional record of 30-10, 93% finish rate.
Whoa.
And he has beat Nick Diaz and Rory McDonald. And in my book, the more exciting fighter when you take into account all his fights. Diaz, 26-9, 81% finish rate, has beat BJ Penn. And my other stuff is the intangibles. So he has numerous suspensions for weed, right? I think 3 times, 5-year suspension, in cage brawls, lay down in the fight against Anderson Silva. No one fucking does that ever. Mm-hmm. Brought you lines like you're selling wolf tickets. Mm-hmm.
That was epic. Yeah.
Blows off it. Press conferences, loses his title fight because of it.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's like, man, what do you like?
I like both those. Guys. I'm going to say. Man, that is such a tough question. Huge Diaz fan, love Condit. I gotta go Diaz on this. I think with all the shit you just mentioned that he's been through personally and off the actual time in the cage, the fact that he's as successful as he is pretty fucking amazing. So I gotta go with Diaz.
Yeah, I agree. You gotta take in the uniqueness. There are 2 Diazes, but there's only 1 Nick, and Nick was kind of the original mm-hmm. bad boy, and he never pretended to be anything else but himself, and those are the people that I like the most, and it's rare in a sport, because now you have all these people trying to portray a different image than they are, because they all want to be the Conor McGregor, and they think that's the way to make money. Well, it's not. You got to be yourself. At the end of the day.
That's right. You got to tink how you tink, Matt.
That's right. Can't be John Jones.
Well, you can if you're John Jones.
Right. Justin Dr. McCarter asks, why are some fans so anti-fighter when it comes to their pay and health and fighting style? Shouldn't we be glad when these guys choose to save their brain so they can still walk when they are 50? Fuck that shit. They need to fight for our entertainment. And if they get goddamn brain damage in the process, that is their fault, not mine.
Well, that last part I agree with, because
I did nothing to that.
It's definitely their fault, not yours. But I don't know. They have to have an advocate to stop them from doing this shit.
What?
I don't know.
No, I think they just fight on. You think? We'll get better drugs to repair the brain. Stem cells right in the ass.
CBD, baby.
Mike Smith Rivera asks, how many Mighty Mouses would it take to score a takedown on Brock Lesnar? And he said 6 or 7.
I'm thinking 12.
This is a very good question. I'm going to take this into account right now. 1, 2, 3. So you need one on each leg. You need one on each limb. One on the neck. That's 5. And then a push kick. You need 3 of them to push kick. It's 8. It's 8. Definitely 8.
Okay. Okay.
Right? Are we good?
I'm fine. Okay. I like 12 because it's just like a swarm of just...
That's too many. I don't know.
Just like... they just make a wall surrounding you and take them
imagine
down.
How... I'm going to get vertigo trying to watch these little fuckers. Be I awesome. Get so seasick.
Yeah.
It's too much. Too fast. Robbie Cunningham asks, who's 145 new champ if McGregor gives it up and Aldo walks away?
Frankie Edgar!
Fuck that guy. Fuck him and his Gilligan ass. I'm sorry.
I don't know.
He looks like Gilligan.
Does he?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say Max Holloway or Jeremy Stevens.
Okay. Who the fuck is that guy?
You watch. He's going to make waves and go,
yeah.
Knocking fools out.
Tidal
you're just TKOing people.
He was the dude who knocked out Dos Anjos, right?
Yeah, but sent him into the shadow realm.
Whatever happened to Dos Anjos? He just kind of disappeared.
He's gonna fight, I think Tony Ferguson, maybe. Mm. I don't remember. Ronnie Adams asks. He says GSP fight kits are on Reebok's site for sale. Is this confirmation of his return?
How much are they selling for?
About $350.
No.
Canadian.
Canadian. Actually, the Canadian dollar is doing quite well against the U.S. dollar, it appears.
We're not afraid.
I'm sure he's coming back. The question is when.
I don't think he's coming back. I think he's all Bellator bound. Jason Ellis got KO'd by a one-arm Shane Carwin. Discuss, please.
We did.
Yep.
Thanks for sending us a question. That was redundant.
See, I just asked him anyway, even though I already know we answered
redundant
it.
Ask question. But you didn't know that, so
no,
next time,
didn't.
Check your crystal ball. You'll know. Thank you.
Gregory LaFountain asks, he says, Diaz and McGregor reportedly made $2 million and $3 million, respectively, for their bout at UFC 202. Four pay-per-view numbers were released. Over or under that five UFC fighters are making a flat seven-figure amount before pay-per-view buys in 2017.
Okay, over or under.
Yeah.
How many?
Do you think... Do you think there will be five that will make
seven figures?
Yeah.
Before pay-per-view?
Yeah. So
no.
It's going to be close because it's Connor. It definitely is. Connor versus anybody he fights is, unless you're Eddie Alvarez, but he's got back-end money. I'd say Connor, if he does three fights, that's Connor versus three people. That's four right there. Nate Diaz would be five. Brock Lesnar, six. Ronda Rousey, seven. This Ronda is going to have to get paid to come back. I think her next paycheck could be $1 million. You know?
Yeah.
If she was sitting on the fence for so long, I'm going to say it's pretty good. Two questions left. Do you feel the intensity?
I'm ready.
All right. Dino Turkey asks, what's the difference between a thong and a G-string?
I don't know.
Nothing.
That's his answer?
No, that's my answer. Because when they're on the floor and the ass is up in your face, does it really matter?
I think a thong is thicker and a G-string is thinner. The G-string rides up in the ass crack and you can get like stains on that fucker. A thong kind of rides on the outside. There's no stain potential usually unless it's some dirty ass shit.
It just doesn't look comfortable.
You don't want to mess with that.
I don't like them.
If you're going to do a string, you might as well just not wear anything. That would be more interesting.
Maybe.
Although, there is something to be said about, like, just covered up enough where you're kind of, like, guessing, and then you're kind of like, well, what's under there? And that's more interesting than just naked.
How about just grandma panties? I think those should make a comeback.
With a stain on them?
And like, the frilly stuff on the bottom.
Oh, nice. Sure. Whatever gets you going, Matt.
Okay. Cool.
I know it's coming
right
now.
I get going. I like giraffes. Hey, I got to pet two goats and a donkey today. I was very happy.
I bet you were. Did you fondle his balls?
The goats climbed up on this fence so they could be up and over, and I was like, okay. They all got crazy fucking eyes.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
kind of like a little cross-eyed, and then they were turning the head sideways. I was like, you better not bite me, because I'll sucker punch you, motherfucker. I'll knock a goat out.
You gotta watch those goats, man, with those fucked up teeth.
Yeah. And the donkey. Mm-hmm. Give me one of these, like, I will punch you, motherfucker, you bite me.
Matt's knocking out goats. Like, I told you, goat!
That should be the game. Goat simulator is like goat knockout simulator. Fucking punching goats out. Mm-hmm. One had big teats. I wanted to milk it. Is that legal? We milk
Can you
goats?
Say milking teats?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
I don't know.
Isaac Arape, we'll close it out. Fucked your name up, and I'm sorry. It's evidence... Ronda's vagina is a career killer. Being that Brian Caraway is ranked number 5 in bantamweight, Misha's vag is clearly magical. Mm-hmm. What fighter will chow down on Misha's cupcakes next?
What? Are you pointing at me?
Yeah, we're going to have that fucking chicken fight in the pool.
This is going to be the crazy shit. That's going to happen, and then all of a sudden, I'm going to be in the UFC, and you see me get knocked out gloriously for the one fight I'm in there on
CM
the
Punk.
Way undercard.
And we got a challenger. See what happens. Right here. He'll fuck you up. Yeah.
Well, based on his last performance, I think I got a shot.
So. You got a good shot. You will fuck
him up. To get back in the training camp.
Yeah, serious training.
But
you could do 3 months, and I think you could beat him.
You think so?
Literally,
I do have like 5 years experience on the ground. We'll just get it down there.
See?
Not that it's a stellar experience, but I could choke a fool out.
That's right.
We
should do a special rules match. I'll take him in stand-up, and then you can have a ground fight.
Oh,
with
great.
Him. You have a jiu-jitsu match.
There's going to be nothing left. I'm going to be like, what? You fucking asshole. You're supposed to... Matt, come on.
You can go first. I'll let you
hold him
first.
Up for me. Here you go.
I'll tire him out. I won't finish fast.
Mess with him.
I'll just... Yeah. I'll make it... Well, I only want to fight for a minute. Because I'm going to have cardio issues.
Yeah.
It's all good. Let's see. Oh, I thought Conor McGregor... Here we go. Conor McGregor tweeted that he wanted to have a three-way with Ronda and Misha once. I have it here. It says, someone asked him, one night before the world ends, Ronda or Misha? He says, one riding dick, one licking my toes.
Ooh.
And that was, when was this posted? I don't even know. I don't have a date. Oh, this is October 14th, 2013. So you can say that shit and not get suspended, but you can't... Miguel Torres, that shit.
Licking toes, huh? That's kinky. Suck my big toe.
Yeah.
I don't know. That seems a little...
Suck the second one. Just
kinky.
My second one.
Girl's going to suck your toes. They better be clean toes.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Knowledge?
Yeah.
Not really. Do you?
Nope.
Yeah.
I'm going to shut it down.
That sounds good.
I'm spent. I didn't eat dinner, and it's fucking midnight.
Are you hungry? You're going to
eat. I'm gonna eat all your guacamole.
No, you're not.
I'll fight you for it.
You reminded me for it. Thank you. I would have left it here. See, you could have had my guacamole.
I don't want it. I'll make my own.
You're gonna like shit your brains out. That is one thing.
Probably could.
Here's some knowledge. If you want to get the bowels moving, at least for me, fuck prunes and all that stuff. A little bit of avocado takes care of it for me right away. I don't know what about it is that. It's something about the avocado. Is like the fat in there or something. Fucking. I didn't have any this week.
Blow it out.
Yeah.
Power smoothie. That's what I'm on.
Avocado.
High fiber diet.
It's blowing out that fiber?
Fuck yeah. It's like a Greek vanilla yogurt. You got a banana, some frozen strawberry, frozen blueberry, frozen spinach, fresh apple, fresh pear.
Whoa.
Little bit of water. Blend to perfection.
When Matt takes a shit, it's like squirts out, but
it's
totally clean.
Solid.
It's solid?
Smooth.
Nice and smooth.
Smooth.
It's all like perfectly shaped.
That's right.
All right.
That's it. Shut down.
That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. Name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.
I remembered my name.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo.
I was worried about that. Don't get retarded.
Thanks for checking out the show this week. You can support MMA Nuts by working with our sponsors, GoDaddy.com, where you can get 99-cent.coms with code MMANUTS99. You can also save 30% off new orders with code MMANUTS30. And lastly, $1 per month economy hosting is back for 1 year with code MMANUTS1H.